Hi, I'm Lucas Mack, and welcome to another episode of The Vulnerable Hero, where I define vulnerability as the courage to experience love in its purest form. Today, I want to talk about the space behind the space. The space behind the space. The place behind the place. The thoughts beyond the thoughts, and the memories beyond the memories. If you think about space being infinite, then you can think of yourself as also being infinite in the fact that you can always go deeper and deeper and deeper. The reason why so many people are living a life where they're not feeling gratitude, joy, peace, freedom, the ability to breathe, the ability to be content in all things, yet complacent in nothing, is because the majority of humanity, I myself included in that previously, is unwilling to go to the places beyond the places. For many years of my life, I always thought I was so close. This is my professional life. In my professional life, I thought I was so close to making the next deal. If I only made this next deal, or if only this happened or that happened, or if I had a different house or a different car, or if it's my client's fault, or maybe it's your boss's problem, or your manager, or your coworker, or your kids, or anything external. You could just, it's never ending. You just, if only this happens, then I will have peace. Then I will finally make it and have some just rest. And yet, have those moments or things or times in your life arrived? No. And perhaps if they have arrived, have they brought you peace? For me, the company that I started in 2008, bootstrapped it, $10,000 investment, hustled hard. I mean, I became obsessed with proving my own worth through this business. So much so that I forgot my wife's birthday. I mean, I am that guy. I'm not perfect. I'm not some facade. And I remembered it was my wife's birthday that morning when I woke up. I knew it was my wife's birthday the day before. But when I woke up and I went to work, I was thinking, oh, I'll get her flowers and I'll get her something during the day. And then it just ended up being the worst day ever. And clients were unhappy with the work, and it just became the worst day ever, where I'm driving home late. I'm home late. I've been working all day long. I come home and I start complaining about how the clients treated me that day. And it wasn't until that night that I had this epiphany. Oh my gosh, it's my wife's birthday and I have completely forgotten. It's making my body is sweating right now just recalling this. Whew. And so that morning, that night, I woke up at 3 a.m, went to a drugstore that was open 24 hours, bought balloons and cards, but it wasn't the same. And my wife's love language happens to be gifts, acts of service and gifts. So man, I really blew that. I was that guy. What I'm saying is I was always looking for the next thing. And when I started this business, I just put everything into it. My entire identity was in this business. If I just got the next deal, we're going to make it. I just got the next deal or the next employee, the right employee. It was just always external. And I always had the goal of hitting $1 million in revenue a year, in annual revenue. And when I actually got it, I was disappointed. It was not what I thought it would be. It wasn't the answer that I sought. It was actually a major letdown for me, because once I got that money, it was this is it? well, what's next? If I had worked so long for 8 years to hit that revenue mark, what's next? I started to become disillusioned, and this all corresponded at the same time of my life starting to unravel and all the pieces, and I couldn't contain in me the hurt much longer, and it all worked out beautifully to bring me to this place right now to be on this podcast and talk to you. And that I understand that it's never, you're always looking, it's the house. If I had a better car or a different house, if I had a different relationship, or if my, it just never ends. Why? Why does it never end? It's because we are staying in a certain space in our mind, in our ego, in our facade, in the persona that we put forth into the world that has protected us from being judged. For if they really knew us, they would know it's dark, it's ugly, it's painful, it's scary. There's a lot of hurt, a lot of despair, a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety, a lot of dread. So we don't go to that space. And we certainly would never allow someone to go to that space. No, no, we keep the facade, the persona, the drive, the grind, the hustle forth. And we stay in that space. But the space behind the space, the place behind this place, the time behind the time, the memory behind the memory, those spaces way down deep that we truly don't want to access because of how ugly they are, those are the places that hold our freedom. They are. In the darkness is where your freedom lies. Think of that. In the darkness is where your freedom lies. Unwilling to go into the darkness, you'll still stay shackled in the light. Unwilling to go to the darkness, you will remain shackled in the light. Why? Because the light that you're accessing isn't really the light of liberation. The light that you're accessing is a controlled light, a controlled persona, a controlled facade, a controlled life and career and control. And guess what? You cannot control anything other than your response to being alive. You can't control whether a car will spin out in front of you or behind you, a tree falls on you, or a windstorm carries you away, an aneurysm drops dead, cancer, you can't control anything except how you show up every day, your ways of being. Are you grateful for just breathing the air that is within your lungs? And is that enough? You see, the light that we use to control the facade is not the true light of liberation. In the darkness is where you're made free. In the darkness, in the contrast, in the polarity, in that hurt, nasty, painful, scary, terrible, disgusting, disturbing, dreadful place that makes your stomach curl, those are the places that your freedom resides in. And being a vulnerable hero is having the courage to go there. Stay there, perhaps live there until you have processed it all and healed from it all. I just said this morning for the very first time to someone in a conversation, and I'm going to put it out there. Jesus did not say, "I forgive you." In fact, the very first martyr in the book of Acts didn't say, "I forgive you." Why I'm talking about this, why this matters, regardless of if you're Jewish or agnostic, atheistic, monotheistic, polytheistic, it doesn't matter your religious or philosophical bent. I want you to understand what the word forgive actually means, and that they never said, "I forgive you." What the word forgive actually means is, at all times, before all times, I give to you. Give to you what? Well, You have to understand what the root word of give is. The root word of give is ahava in Hebrew, which means to give, which is also the same root word of love. Love means to give. And love constantly gives. It never takes. Love will never take from you. Love constantly gives. It's always giving. So to forgive is to give to you knowingly beforehand, before anything happens. Now, do I have the capacity to, in the confines of how we use the word forgiveness today, in my human capacity to forgive all people of all things? That is, I believe, humanly impossible. However, God, who is love, can. So Jesus doesn't say, I forgive you, for you don't know what you do. He says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, saying, I want you to never stop loving them, because love is what heals. And Stephen, the first martyr in the book of Acts, cries out the same thing, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, because you must show them love, because I am incapable any longer in my human form to love. Forgiveness is not a manipulative, controlling attribute to make you feel guilt or shame. And it has been used as a weapon. The word forgiveness has been used as a weapon by controllers, manipulators, abusers to keep you in the confines of fear and guilt. But what true forgiveness is loving people. And that does not excuse consequence, for there are always consequences to every action. Every action causes a reaction. And that reaction is equal to the action, whether that be good or whether that be evil, whether that be right or whether that be wrong, whether that be light or whether that be dark, whether that be hurtful or whether that be healing. But every action has a reaction. Every action has a consequence. And that has nothing to do with love, for we are to love people. Love your neighbor as yourself. And love always loves. So I'm going to get back to, if you only live in that space, that little small space that you like to control, you are a constant taker. And you know you are, because it's never enough. You want to take the next thing, the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing, the next deal, the next car, the next relationship, the next. If only there were things that you could possess, you would finally feel safe and in peace. That's taking. I said a long time ago to a buddy, I said, where there is love, there will be no lust. And lust, I want to define, is constantly consuming, constantly taking. It has nothing to do with a sexual relationship or physical intimacy between human beings. It has everything to do with an innate fire that cannot be satiated by taking enough. Lust is consuming. Love is constantly giving. So I said a long time ago, where there is love, there will be no lust. And where there is lust, there can be no love. You cannot be a giver and a taker at the same time. You are either a giver or you are a taker. And guess what? To be a taker actually takes away from you. To be a giver actually gives to you. You can only receive the measure that you're willing to pour out. So if you constantly take, you have no room to receive. Now you wonder, why am I never satisfied? Why am I never satiated? Why can I not soothe the pain, the gnawing sense that something is wrong inside of me, the anxiety, the facade, the walls that you present? You can never soothe those. You can never heal those because you are not giving. So the space behind the space is the place that you must race. No, I'm just kidding. The space behind the space is the environment that you must, with courage, turn and walk into if you want your freedom, if you want your health, if you want your legacy to be rewritten, not as one that took, but one that profoundly gave and made an impact in this world. The vulnerable hero is anyone willing to have the courage and face whatever you are most afraid of and still stand there with your walls open and stand there in your power to receive love, freedom, healing, forgiveness from God to you. We don't have, this is a funny thing, I have not gone here on this podcast, but we don't have a knowledge of God problem in this world. For there are many people who can wax poetically and pontificate to you hours upon hours about God. And however you define God, this sense that every human being on planet Earth, whether you're atheistic, polytheistic, agnostic, monotheistic, theistic, deistic, it doesn't matter, you have some form of identity with a spiritual plane. Whether you reject, accept, how you accept, how you reject, but you have some sort of identity tied around that. And in all of human history, we do not have a lack of the knowledge of God. What we do lack are healthy people that are willing to stand in the power of vulnerability and be loved and receive love no matter how ugly our actions have been. That starts with being loved and showing love and giving love, for you cannot receive what you do not give. That's why the saying goes, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, because out of what you are, you give. So if you give only taking, which may sound like a dichotomy, but if your actions are only taking, then you will only receive that which continues to drive you to take more. But if inside you, you finally surrender your walls, drop your walls, admit, walk to the dark place, say, I cannot live like this any longer and I will not end my life. I will actually live my life by going to the dark places. That is where you actually find life. The place behind the place, the space behind the space, the memories that you are not willing to access because of how ugly they are, you get to go there. And guess what? No matter what you've done, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. If there's one person that you know that will not judge you, that is me. I will not judge you. There is no judgment. For we get to thank all people for the perfect role they played in our lives. No matter how much pain or joy they cause, we simply get to give thanks for it all. For all things have made us who we are right now, this moment of decision. To be free, to be healed, to be whole. The Vulnerable Hero podcast is so profound. It's profound to me. As I'm even talking to you right now, looking into this camera, speaking into this microphone, I'm listening to myself in this ear more than this ear, but my right ear, I can hear all this, and I'm speaking as I'm also listening and receiving. I'm with you on this journey. We're doing this together so that another wife isn't hurt by a husband's actions. So another child is not hurt by a father's actions or a mother's actions. So people are no longer hurt because there are more healed people than hurt people, and that those that become healed go out and heal others. That's what it's about. That's what you get to do. That's what I get to do. That's what we get to do together on a journey towards freedom. The Vulnerable Hero podcast. Look, I'm going to ask you after this episode to give it a 5-star rating, to review it, to write a review. It's how it increases in the rankings. It's how people find out about this. Share it. Share it to people you know are going to resonate. Share it to people who you think might not resonate with, and those are probably the people that it will resonate most with. But share this podcast and let's spread the word. And for men, I want to speak directly to you right now. Men that are just on the edge of this vulnerability thing, men who are just on the edge of the process of healing, men who are on the fringe of, is this right for me? Is this the path? Or men that are in it fully. I am hosting men's retreats, but not just retreats. It's an entire program and it's an experience to not only have an experience and learn vulnerability, but also to know yourself so intimately and then to rewrite your legacy. The legacy that you're going to leave here on planet Earth, whether it's a legacy of health and healing and giving and love, or pain and hurt and taking and scarcity. So, if this interests you, I would love to have you join me. And you can find out more on my website, lucasmack.com/retreats. I'll put the web address in the show notes. I have a few spots left for VH1, which is Vulnerable Hero 1 class. And then we have VH2 open. But journey with me. Let's do this together. We together can change the world. There is no such thing as can't. There is only won't. I can, therefore I will. I can, therefore I will. We can, therefore we will. My friends, thank you for joining the Vulnerable Hero podcast. My name is Lucas Mack. As always, it is such a pleasure to have you listen, join me, and journey together towards freedom. Remember, vulnerability is the courage to experience love in its purest form. I'm honored to have you join me, and I look forward to talking with you on the next episode.